Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
L's down. Woo!
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm sure that these guys love going home and taking their kids to school and all that stuff. That's great. You got blown out by your rivals.
And James Strebel.
Hey, your boy Sat is not built for this. I told you.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm not even a Brom guy, but if you knew, like back channel, you knew it would be yes this time, and you knew it would cost a bunch of money, but we had it. Vince has got to do it. It's got to be done.
All right, 5 o'clock hour, presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors, Cox'sLouisville.com. We will actually be at the Evergreen Liquors location in Nulu tomorrow. You ready for that,
Big Rick? Oh, I'm ready, yeah. I got to check out the selection out there.
You ready to do that?
I am.
You ready to drink some bourbon?
I'm excited.
Are you really?
Absolutely, yeah. Imagine that.
Look at you. You're excited.
I'll be out there.
What do we think the story tomorrow will be? I mean, not Kentucky basketball. They play Tony Barbee tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Our guy Scotty D gave him that work. By the way, it's a Monday. We're in studio.
Yeah.
We should see Scotty D because they were out West Coast last time.
No, he's currently on the road to West Virginia.
Oh. I thought he was doing the show tonight.
He and Russ are.
He'll just call in.
Yeah, he'll call in. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fine.
He's facing Bob Huggins.
Well, I just want to talk a little junk to him. How about that?
Talk a little junk to Scotty D
on a Monday.
Scotty D was very happy.
About what?
About Iona.
Oh, okay. Well, that's his guy.
I know what I'm saying. That's Ricky Pete's his guy. Absolutely. He should be happy.
How do you know that?
Because he liked a tweet when I said that Rick Pitino was looking good.
I don't like when he likes your tweet.
I don't like that.
The Pitino gift code.
Yeah.
There you go.
Damn right.
Now, don't talk about him. You have a coach here, Jack, and in Bloomington, that you can root for. Quit rooting for that New Yorker. Quit rooting for Iona. I am the gatekeeper.
I can root for everyone.
Well, yeah. That's what you think. That may be coming to an end.
Oh.
Well, you know, at some point, you got to pick. Jack's going to have to pick.
Yeah.
He's going to have to go L's up or L's down. It's one or the other. I don't know what he's going to do.
I like that. No more, you know, I'm going to the Louisville game tonight with my dad and enjoying the game and analyzing everything. It's Bloomington or bust.
You know, I was being at the game before the game, after the game on Saturday, the Governor's Cup. You know when you go to a buffet or you just eat too much, like in general? Well, not you anymore, Sribble.
Not me
anymore.
You
eat like one piece of turkey and you're done for the hour.
Right.
Or done for the day, I should say.
Yeah.
But, you know, back in your heyday, if you will, when you were a man, when you were eating whatever you wanted,
right.
Okay? that's how I felt about L's down.
Like it was enough?
On the Saturday night was like, I get it.
Like you enjoyed it at first.
No, not even enjoyed. It's like, yeah, I mean, like I, you know, Louisville fans were saying it was Louisville fans back and forth and it was a good atmosphere. And then it was still a good atmosphere. And then it became not a good atmosphere. And then it was just everyone with just a little, just the Kentucky fan that has just a little bit of a mustache.
Like the dirty mustache.
Dirty mustache.
Like a wispy, dirty mustache.
I feel like you guys know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking
and
about.
Every one of them did have an L down. We had a woman, I can't remember her name, and her husband approached us.
Oh, okay.
You were gone, and they're like, are you Sweeney? I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And you were trying to get into, he was trying to get into the VIC, the very important cards area.
I was walking around the alley.
I gotta pay.
Yeah. They let me in.
But this lady he kissed the hand of Justin Jeffries.
Kissed his hand?
Kissed his hand.
How about that? How about that?
And we said, how about that? Double J goes, she kissed my hand.
That's fantastic.
I go, that's radio, baby.
He also jumped over a barricade.
He did.
He said he woke up the next morning and his knee was in pain.
I was like, all he did was jump over the barricade.
He said he was hurt. I mean, he's a little wounded.
His knee hurt for that?
That's what he said.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
That's what he told me yesterday.
His
knee's a little bit of pain. I was like, you know, watch out there, Justin.
Texas says, Big Rig, how is Villanova ahead of Kentucky in the top 25? I can't imagine caring less about anything like that.
We're reveling in the Governor's Cup victory today. I don't want to talk about basketball. I really don't. I don't want to watch Tony Barbie get beat by 50 tonight. I don't.
So you're coming
on the internet.
So you're coming back here to watch the game with Entz?
Yes.
What's going on with you? What do you have going on at home?
Nothing. I mean, we need the equipment tomorrow for.
Because
we're going to Evergreen Liquors in Nulu.
Right.
It's like I can't take the equipment home and do the show, so I'm gonna run. After the show, grab a little something to eat, bring it back, and then eat my sad meal and watch this game on my computer.
What's your sad meal going to be?
I don't know. Probably Taco Bell. It's close.
What do you get at Taco Bell?
I get like a soft taco. You a little soft taco, maybe, you know.
Are you going to order
one of those dollar burritos?
Yeah, but that's what I'm asking. What are you going to order there?
I don't know. I might like get two of them, eat one, and then maybe save one for later, and then a drink. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
If you go over there and just get one soft taco,
yeah, just give me
what they're going to say about
$1.
You at the Taco Bell.
Right, like this, we got to work for this guy.
This guy.
But yeah, that's my plan tonight.
Let me ask you guys this. What have we not got to? Because I want to get to the Court Denison stuff here in a second.
Sure.
I want to get to the latest Jurich report, if you are to believe it. And then I also want to get to our guy Eric Crawford put the state of Louisville in a body bag over the weekend.
I saw that.
Jack, did you not see this? Has Jack not seen this? You haven't seen this? Oh, my goodness.
State of Louisville did kind of like make fun of themselves after that. By the way, State of Louisville.
I don't believe them.
Just for them, you can add another top 25 loss to your strength of schedule that you're boasting about. So next time when you put, you know, all the teams you lost to that were ranked, put Kentucky up there with them. Don't forget Kentucky. You can put them up there with Wake Forest, and you can put them up there with Clemson and Ole Miss and all, you know, the other team that they lost to. I forgot that sucks. That's not really good, but you bragged about losing to them. Now you can brag about losing to Kentucky too. So put Taylor Swift's picture out there and put that loss up there as well. Have at it. Brag about that loss.
You done?
They won't brag about that one, though, will they? They won't brag. All the other losses they'll brag about. Not this one. Okay, yeah. I'm just telling them.
I'm trying to find DC and put him in a body bag. Hang on.
The brag about losses fan base, so add another one to your list.
Oh, goodness.
It was yesterday.
I should have had this ready. Yeah, but you know how many texts I get from people.
Oh, yeah.
Especially group texts. I mean, I'm very popular. Hang on just a second. Let's see if I can find it. Here's all my bets. Alrighty, I thought I had this readily. We can just move on. I'll find it. What? We mean uh-oh.
I mean, it's not an uh-oh, but...
Oh, wait, what? Hold
on. It's Maddie Bangs hearing there will be a lot of players out for tonight's basketball game.
Well, yeah, everyone's got the flu,
yeah. So
will
it's going to be...
Why'd you uh-oh and give me that?
Just because, like...
Cal's mad. Cal said he wish he could have... What'd he say? You wish he could have made them all get their flu shots or something like that?
Yeah. But apparently, I was going to the... We'll see who's all out. They may be playing seven people.
Who cares?
Yeah, it is Tony Barbie in Central Michigan. They'll still win,
you shouldn't care. I'll find that during the break. Enz is saying... Ask Strebel about our visitors that we had in the first quarter on Saturday night. Who'd you have in the studio?
I don't know.
Can you not remember Saturday night?
I remember, yeah.
Jack, what's going on with them? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, my goodness. Dexter says Bahama Bullies.
Bahama Bullies.
They made a shirt over that.
Did they really?
Are you texting your wife right now?
No, I'm not.
Who are you texting?
Nobody.
I've got text messages. Who do you got a text message from?
People that you know, but... Yeah.
Texas says, Striebler's five decent restaurants in Cardinal Town. Why are you going to Taco Bell? I'm not sure that there is. I don't
know. I don't know what else.
I really don't know that there is. Well, let's start here. I want to go over some of the things that we did. I mean, you are just, who is
it's
that?
It's my wife. I got to answer her.
Okay, you just said it wasn't your
wife.
Well,
now it's her now.
You weren't telling the truth, were
no,
you?
No, I am telling the truth because Todd Hallam was the other person texting me.
Texas says a tum-tum excuse is coming. No, they're playing Central Michigan.
No, they're not.
Settle down. Settle down,
only
Louisville
fan. Evansville somehow happened.
Here is where I will start today. Well, we talked about this in the 3 o'clock hour, and I want to get to some more of this today. 437-9680. I believe, like many people do, that what you saw on Saturday for U of L can be a good thing if Vince Tyree does what needs to be done. It is time that Louisville football starts acting like some of their fan base thinks that they are.
Yeah.
And coming up this offseason, if moves are not made to dramatically change the direction of the Louisville football program, then we will start talking about them much more of a 6-win team than a 9-win team. Louisville football is not getting better. Individually, Malik got better. Scott Satterfield gets credit for that. Quarterback coach Pete Thomas gets credit for that. But he can't do it all. And the offense and the quarterback can only level things so much. In the Lamar Jackson days, he could get you to 9 wins. He could get you on the doorstep to the Orange Bowl. But that is all that he was able to do to drag the team and to drag Bobby Petrino and to drag an inept defensive coordinator as far as he could go. And Malik did as much as he could this season as a whole, and I say that knowing how terrible he and the offense were on Saturday. Mm. And when the offense isn't clicking at a high rate, you can see how the other parts of the team react. The defense, the offensive line, and the coaching. That is where we are with Louisville football. Louisville football went from 39th in total defense last year to 84th in total defense this season. They're not getting better. Brian Brown being the fall guy after being told for 3 years that he was a defensive savant. I got the tweets. I remember Brian Brown is listening to you. Anytime there was a good game from the defense. It is uncomfortable to say, but it manifested itself oh so very obvious on Saturday that you are behind Kentucky, and we know in the ACC you're behind a litany of teams, and it has been that way since you got there. Is Louisville football going to make the, oh, what's the word? The, not the input, the dedication for this to be more than what it is. And what they've been a 500 team under Scott Satterfield. And what they've been is extra regular. And if you're trying to sell me on something, he hasn't beat his rival. There's lackluster recruiting. The staff's whatever. And he's already interviewed at South Carolina. Louisville football has to decide if they're going to pay a coach low 40s in the country or if they are going to step up like Kentucky has, quite frankly, and they are going to make a run at this thing. What they're doing right now is not good enough to make a run at this thing. And down the road, Kentucky thinks, and Mark Stoops thinks, I can bully you. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Stoops, in his time at Kentucky, has been bullied. Hell, he was bullied
this season.
He was bullied this season by Georgia and Times. He was bullied by Josh Heupel in Tennessee. They knew they had him. And that's where I am with the Governor's Cup right now and where Louisville is. You're not falling. You've already, you're not right now. There's no big, when the Louisville fan says, this is not who we are. Unfortunately, right now it is. And you're at the end of a season where you can make, if you're Vince Tyree, a difficult decision. But why was Vince Tyree hired? For a business decision. And that's what this is. This is not saying we're going to live another year where we may, you know, where the PR department is doing everything they can. Perrin talked about it this morning. The PR department's doing all they can. They're doing everything they can. Adidas is giving you all the swag that they can. The ACC, I would like to say, is giving you as much pub as they can, but they put you on ACC Network Plus and RSN.
Yes.
So they're not doing that.
You can't retire Lamar's jersey.
No, you. There's no other magic tricks.
There's
and
some
listen,
sort of ring of honor they can do for them.
I mean, the you'll love this. I'm a Giants fan. They're terrible. They have honored Eli.
Yeah.
They have honored Michael Strahan. And they have honored the 10-year anniversary of the 2011 team.
Tiki Barber coming up.
All this year. They're out. They got nothing. I don't know what else they could. I mean.
Dude, on, yeah, Tiki Barber.
They're out of. Yeah, yeah. They're out of honorings.
Bell Parcells.
And that's where Louisville is. Kentucky on Saturday was better. Kentucky was ready. They were more physical. They made you uncomfortable. And not for one second did Louisville have that punch back. Malik lost his composure. He flopped on the sideline. It was embarrassing. Louisville football right now is you're sitting in this moment to where it's like someone's got to step up and a decision has to be made. What is the direction of this football program? To say this is not good enough for us, that's fine. What are the actions? Where are the contract? Where are the standards? And if they don't have any, fine.
Yeah. Then don't.
If they don't have any, then this is what we need to expect, and that is for you to be around a 6-6 football team, to be in a bowl game that nobody cares about, and to have your rival bully you. And that is where we are with Louisville football. I have Saturday night was as down as I have seen the fan base in quite a while. I mean, it was head down while L's down were being thrown in your face, leaving the stadium in the second quarter, at halftime, in the third quarter, sure as hell before the fourth quarter. It is not good enough any longer. If you're not going to pony up and pay the money and make the decisions, then we need to sit here and say, you're a 6-6 football team. Then we need to talk about you like Indiana. Although Indiana is paying their coach too, but that's a whole different discussion.
That's a whole discussion. Yeah.
And we may not even use Indiana. Whoever would fit into that mold. If it's being behind Wake Forest and Virginia and Kentucky, I'm not even mentioning the teams in the ACC that will upgrade. It is time. Like Vince had to make a business and several business decisions when he was the interim and then when he got the job full time, or officially, I should say, as athletic director, now is that time. You have a team that is unprepared and you have a fan base that is clamoring so bad that they embarrass themselves by thinking that a win over Duke meant something. That is where we are. That is where we are, trying to find hope. This show didn't. In Duke and Syracuse. That's not ACC takeover. What are you? It's not what you say, although that helps. It is the actions now of the decisions that are made. Is this what you're going to be? Is this what you are going to be? Now, as for the game, we're already, what, two days away
from
the game.
From it.
We know that Kentucky thought they could bully. We know it's worst case scenario if you're a Louisville fan that you could do anything on Saturday, but you could not do that, and you sure as hell didn't want Will Levis to be the one throwing L, the cockiest guy on
the
team,
field.
to be throwing L's down and to be embarrassed and to be absolutely blasted out of your stadium. I want to play two clips, 437-9680. I want to play two clips, and I said this in hour number one, that during the game, I am a firm believer, without knowing, that you know, something bad happens in your life, but you're distracted for that amount of time. Mm-hmm. Scott Satterfield and his family and his father passing away, of course, is a terrible, terrible thing. And I don't know if, you know, when he'll talk, we'll find out about that. I would imagine, you know, next week or something, we'll see what happens. And by the way, I don't know if that has anything, if that affects the timeline here
right.
on anything.
That's a good point.
A if he's going to be back.
Right.
B, if he's not going to be back. And C, if he himself is going to make changes like Chris Mack and John Calipari did
right.
to their respective staffs. So I have no idea if that's the case. And so I have given Scott Satterfield some leeway in his post-game press conference, even though I got to be honest, I dislike these two things that he said. The game's over, and suddenly now reality is setting in. I'm leaving here to go bury my father. I want to be clear. This is how I feel about what
sure.
happened after the game. His press conferences have not been good. They have not lived up to the standard of the Louisville fan that is pissed off, that is angry, that is frustrated, that is wasting their money, that doesn't like the direction, etc., etc. They are not getting their coach to be angry like they are, mm-hmm. and that is a continuous issue when we talk about Kentucky. It's
yeah.
a continuous well, issue when we bring up the Governor's Cup. Let me just quickly,
yeah.
let me play these two clips, and then we'll discuss again how I just disagree with them. Satterfield talked, let's see here. Let's go with number four, that this does not define their season. Go ahead.
This night does not speak of what we've done this season. We've been in most every game we've played, I guess minus the two SEC games we played. If you think about Ole Miss and Kentucky and everything in between, we've been right there. And we, you know, we won six. We lost three by a slim margin. And, you know, so I think we're getting better as a football team, as a program. We got a lot of young players. It'll be great for us these next 3 or 4 weeks to practice with these guys and continue to get better. I think these guys will be eager and hungry to get out there and work and to continue to improve. You know, it was a bad night. It wasn't good.
And so there's Scott Satterfield after the game.
Yeah.
And I understand what he's trying to sell, but nobody buys it.
Nobody
is buying that. When Scott Satterfield says tonight didn't, what does he say? Doesn't put a damper
on the season. It doesn't take anything away from the season as a whole.
I don't know how you can go 6-6. How can you go 6-6, beat nobody, and I don't know when these I'm dying here. I don't know when these close losses became some badge of honor,
like something to hang your hat on,
for anybody. That's never happened here, and it's never going to happen on this show. That there's some great movement happening within U of L football because they were close and led Virginia with 14 minutes to go. It shows me you lose all these games the same way. You're a lucky ass play from Central Florida, okay?
Yeah.
From not being a bowl team. I mean, that's how close you were from having bowl eligibility on the line and losing by, 52-21 to Kentucky.
A pick six.
Listen, it is absolutely the season. And if you say, well, Andy, it's one game, it's not the season. Okay, fine. Understandable. Then what else have you done? this season.
Yeah.
And the answer is nothing. Now, I said in the 4 o'clock hour, I am a firm believer that there are going to be a bunch of fans who go out there and tell you that they're not, that they're done, that they want Satterfield fired, all of these different things, and then you get to a bowl game, you get around a bowl game, whatever it may be, mm-hmm. and you're good to go, and you're buying in. Right?
Right, yeah.
And you're buying in, and everything's good to go, and here we are, and it's a jumping off point, and they'll use the first year in the Beef O'Brady's Bowl with Charlie Strong,
yeah.
and we'll go through something similar. I'm a believer yeah. that is going to happen again.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, what happened on Saturday night and what has happened against teams that matter, Satterfield saying, well, we're in every game except the two SEC teams, that is crippling to your fan base who has went around, stupidly so, for the entire week leading up to the damn game, boasting about how Kentucky hasn't played anybody.
Yes. I mean, that was a major talking point. You played like a major
two teams
talking
in
point.
The SEC, and you don't look like you should be on the same field. Satterfield, this is the other clip. Satterfield talked about the physical nature of the game. This includes the Tim Sullivan quote. Go ahead.
This is three times in a row that the game has been really lopsided. You weren't here for the first one, of course, but it's over 1,200 rushing yards, 18 rushing touchdowns. Is there just a physical mismatch in this rivalry now? Are you not able to compete with their front five?
I don't know about, you know, 3 years ago. The first year, it was. You know, I think that was a mismatch in that first year for sure when we played them down there on their side. And you know, and they couldn't throw the football then. We knew they were going to run it and just didn't stop them, didn't tackle well, didn't fit well. Tonight, it was different tonight. You know, I do think they blocked us well tonight, but I don't think it was a physical mismatch tonight. I think you know, I think we did not fit good tonight. And, you know, and we go back and watch the film. I mean, you know, I watched it just like you did tonight. It's hard to sit here and know. I know there were holes. I know there were guys running free. I know their quarterback ran.
I don't know how you could watch this rivalry over the last couple years and watch the game last night and not think that there was a systematic physicality edge.
Yeah.
I don't know what world we're living in. I know he doesn't want to throw his people under the bus, although it would be throwing himself under the bus, lack of recruiting.
Right.
And, you know, I heard, listen, it's been well documented. The Bobby Petrino player that they have is their best player on the field.
That
absolutely. Was the case a couple of, you know, last year. It's the case this year. But physicality and what your season is, I mean, to say those things don't ring true is astonishing, because even the person that doesn't know the X's and O's, which is most of us on the football sure. side, can look at those two teams in the trenches and it doesn't make any sense. They can look at that and they can say, what the bleep is going on with what happened on Saturday night? Well, you know, that doesn't erase the whole season. Sure, let's go look at the rest of the season. Oh, 6-6.
Right.
And the games we wanted to win, we didn't win. The games we wanted to win, we didn't win any of
Not
them.
Not one of them.
We didn't want to win. Our big win's Boston College on the season.
Is that the best?
Is that the best win?
I guess that is Central Florida.
I think Syracuse actually beat Boston
Syracuse was 6-6.
And Central Florida, I think, had seven. Maybe they went 7-5.
Speaking
of
strength of schedule, 13 of the 14 teams made a bowl game in the SEC. 13 of the 14.
The only one was Vandy.
I don't care about most of these bowl games.
No.
I am interested to see if there's going to be a pivot here. I believe there is. Mm-hmm. If you go to a bowl game, win a bowl game. I mean, I don't know at this point. I don't know what you do. This is really uncomfortable to even say. Signing day is in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
If you... It's a small class that I think will ride with you.
Yes.
And you could take that either way. You could say, you got to make a move one way or the other with Satterfield. And then you have to make a move if you keep Satterfield with assistance. We all are in agreement with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're going to add to your staff, take away from your staff. Now, sometimes that takes a little while. It's after signing day, and I always get mad at that, but that's the way college football is. Now you can transfer and everything else. And so while all of this personal stuff is going on, Vince Tyree is in the situation, and if Scott Satterfield stays, which I ultimately think he will for one more year, he is going to have to make decisions, and he's going to have to be making them now.
Yeah, like you got to get started.
Yeah, no, like right now, December 15th is signing day.
Yeah.
I mean, and so I don't know if that expedites the process, or I don't know, since it's a small class and you feel like a guy named Saylah Brown
and Popeye Williams
are going to stick with you.
Yeah.
Like, you feel that way.
Yeah.
If you brought in a new coach, it's not like you have a 22-man class and you're losing that entire class.
Right.
If there was a class where...
Like Oklahoma situation right now.
If you got rid of Scott Satterfield and your class was going to be 10 guys anyway.
Right.
And you can save the guys that matter to you, and then you can go out and find a coach that is better than the transfer portal.
Sure. And can figure that out.
Then you're okay. And maybe you're more okay than if you had to fill a 20-man class and you had a couple guys at the top that would go, right? When Charlie left, you knew Puna Ford was gonna go somewhere else, and he went to Texas.
And he went.
And it made all the sense in the world. By the way, that would happen with Kentucky. That would happen
sure.
with Kentucky.
Absolutely.
You guys go ahead. There is some Kentucky news we can get to.
Yeah, Go ahead. If Louisville fans saw this with Steve Kragthorpe, and Tom Jurich held out a year too long because he was stubborn and he wanted to prove everybody wrong, and he got really prickly when people questioned his hiring of Steve Kragthorpe. I don't feel Vince Tyree is prickly over Satterfield. That felt like Tom Jurich had to defend that decision. I don't feel like Vince Tyree feels he has to defend the decision.
But we don't know the pressure.
We talked about
that last hour. We have no idea
what pressure he's under.
Yeah, what the pressure is there to do something. What the avenue has to be, or the alley, has to be
the alley
to make a move. The alley's awesome, by the way.
It was
Jack,
awesome.
You should have been up there. Man, me and Blake next year, we're doing the alley.
You and Blake? Doing.
Oh,
you little co-host?
Little co-host.
You and Blake and Baker for the alley?
That?
I like that. I wish Jack would have been there when we were there. I would have loved to have seen him.
I was entertaining family.
That's understandable.
Yep.
But no, I mean, the alley exceeded expectations. The rest of the tailgate scene there was sad, but I like the alley. I'll give Louisville fans that. You have a nice product in the end.
Yeah, the caboose was fun, too.
The caboose started to fill up by the time I had to leave, so I didn't get to experience
all the caboose. You didn't want to leave.
I did want to leave. I was having a great time.
How about that?
Yeah, I was having a really good time.
I would have had to drop you off at home.
Yeah, you would have.
To your wife. How about that?
Yeah, she'd been like, what are you supposed
to do? You've been passed out in the car, me and your wife trying to...
Drag me out.
Drag you inside.
Put me to Betty Bye.
Well, I wasn't doing that.
I know you wouldn't.
I'll leave you on the front step.
Yeah.
She can worry about that.
Leaving the yard, leaving the driveway, face down in an oil spill.
We got to take a break. What else you got, real quick?
That was pretty much
well,
it.
I mean, that.
LSU might be making a move, too, which I just saw.
LSU might be making a move.
Yep.
Kentucky basketball might have 7 or 8 guys out tonight. Of course, that's great. That means Cal will play 6, which is what he wants to do anyway.
Yeah.
Of course, playing a game that he shouldn't be playing anyway. And Mark Stoops, what's he telling recruits? We'll do all that next. 437-9680. 30 more minutes to go here on this Monday. All right, guys, BJ Heating and Cooling. It's cold out. It's not going to get warm. You know, it's cold. Sorry, Diener. It is what it is at this point. You pop on that heat, something doesn't sound right. It doesn't smell right. You need help. You need help now. It's BJ Heating and Cooling. You can find them online right now, bjheatcool.com, 812-283-7221. They're on call 24/7, 365, upfront pricing. Anything you may need, they got you covered, whether a full system replacement like the Strebels had, or I had a quick fix. It's all there for you. Sorry, your mic wasn't on. You know your mic's not on. Jack's disappointed in you. You keep talking. Your mic's not on. He knows that. And right now, if you have that room that's difficult to heat up or cool down, depending on the season, those Bryant mini splits are a quiet and efficient way to do just that. And BJ Heating and Cooling, your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. 812-283-7221. It's BJ Heating and Cooling. BJHeatCool.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What are you going to do on Twitter with these Louisville fans?
and James Strebel.
Because you have a decision to make.
I mean, I'm going to be mean and ugly. I'm going to tell them to bleep off. Okay, I'm going to tell every single of them to go to their poverty football program and to get the hell out of here. That's what I'm going to do, Andy. I'm going to tell them you have a poverty football program. You have a poverty football coach. You have a poverty football crowd. You go sit in that. Go sit in it. Don't talk to me about being 6-1 and trying to make fun of that. Shut up. You lost to Wake Forest and Virginia. Shut up.
Texas says wait until Brom says no.
Again, that would be a nightmare.
Again, you're 6-6.
Yeah.
And your recruiting class is going to be near the bottom of the ACC.
If not the...
What are you losing? Texas says, Strebel, you worried about Keontae Goodwin. Oh, he is taking a lot of officials.
He's taking a lot of officials.
He enjoyed it.
Yeah, he was up at Michigan
State.
Yeah.
And your boy, Mel Tucker, is going to be in-home this week. How about that?
Oh, a little in-home visit with Mel Tucker.
How about that?
The money man, Mel
you
Tucker.
Like that?
Money man, Mel Tucker. I still feel fine. It's 2 weeks away. Unless I hear something different, I'm good. I'm good.
Texas says, what's the cost of the buyout? I need to look that up. I think it's right around like three and a half, something like that.
It's manageable.
For Satterfield. Oh, yeah.
It's very manageable. Yeah. It's not by between $14 million buyout.
No, it's not like that at all. 437-9680. Okay, just a couple different things. Is it Matty Banks? Is he the main one putting this out there?
About the players, yes. That was the first tweet I saw was from him.
There's up to, what, 6, 7, 8 guys not playing tonight? So I guess the flu is really wiping through Kentucky basketball right now.
Yeah, which Mintz was the first one to get it. He was the first one sick, and he didn't play on Friday. No, I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm just saying that he was the first one, and normally with something like that, it kind of runs through. You just don't expect it to hit everybody at once. Now, let's see who it's hitting, because now we have no indication of who's playing or not playing.
I mean, they're going to from Michigan.
They're going to forfeit this game. Is that what's going to happen?
Let's go, Barbie. Let's go, Barbie.
No, Barbie, they're not winning this game.
Let's go, Barbie.
Unless it's like
Zan, locking you down.
Like Zan Payne is out there like running the point or something. That would be the trouble. If like you had to play walk-ons like serious minutes would be the issue. But, I mean, this is the first... I'm not
Let's
nervous.
Go, Barbie.
I'm not nervous about this, but no. I mean, it is.
Bellarmine beat Central Michigan.
They did. But I mean, goodness gracious, I mean, that's a lot.
So that's out there, and then Jeff Drummond, along with, is it Ryan Lemon? I think I saw that recruits are being told that Mark Stoops is staying. Now, the funny thing about all this is, when I heard that Bob Stoops, his brother,
yes, the interim,
was going to be the interim coach, there's almost no way that Bob Stoops doesn't coach there next year. I fully believe that the Bob Stoops is going to be the next head coach.
He's going to unretire
and be back there in Oklahoma. I could be totally wrong. That is just my two cents. He's going to be out recruiting tonight. He's coaching the bowl game, and he's going to be all in. That's how I view that.
Okay.
So the Oklahoma job will not be open. And is it ESPN reporting that LSU wants to hire Brian Kelly from Notre Dame, which I think makes all the sense in the world. Notre Dame can make the college football playoff, but Notre Dame cannot win the national title.
No, they cannot.
They cannot win the national title. Again,
so Brian Kelly can make that
move. If it's a Final Four, all good, but they cannot win the national title. And I believe Brian Kelly easily has enough slime to him that he would be fine for LSU.
Yeah,
and I like him better than I like Jimbo Fisher. I like Lincoln Riley more. Listen, Lincoln Riley's smartest man in the world to go to USC and get away from the SEC.
Sure.
And you watch Ed Orgeron a year after get fired. Dan Mullen makes the SEC championship game, gets fired. I forgot to do this. Jack, I know you're leaving here at some point here to go to Lexington. Do you want to tell the story?
Absolutely.
Was it your buddy who was weeping? Was someone crying?
Oh, yeah.
So, somebody was crying at the caboose.
Oh, wow.
So this is one of my best friends.
Okay.
He's an Alabama grad. He's my age. He's the guy that got my brother to go to Alabama.
Okay,
So, did he have, like, the white glasses?
No, that was a different
friend. That was a different buddy. Okay.
Yeah, white glasses?
He had white glasses.
Oh, okay.
Like clear glasses.
Like fashion glasses.
Yeah. Yes.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay,
guess.
A little bit. Okay, yeah, so, kind of fashion.
Yeah, so I had 3-4 different friends with me at the caboose.
Look at you.
It was fun, yeah. But so one of my friends and his girlfriend are there. They're both Alabama grads.
Mm-hmm.
They show up as Alabama's driving down the field. And they're huge Alabama fans, obviously. So they thought the game had ended because when they parked was right when Alabama had just not gotten the fourth down and Auburn got the ball back. So they see it on the TV and they think it's highlights.
And I'm
telling him, look, that's live. You guys have the ball back. And he doesn't believe me at first, so he starts watching it. And as Alabama throws the touchdown to tie the game, there's an 8-year-old kid that's actually, this kid's like 8, 9, 10 years old. He's celebrating the touch. My buddy's celebrating the touchdown and everything. The kid goes, bleep Bama.
And like a kid?
Yes.
Like an 8-year-old
yes.
kid
and
said bleep Bama?
Like an actual F word.
Wow.
So my buddy MF's the 8-year-old kid.
Whoa!
So that's just getting started. So
that's just getting started?
That's just getting started. Is him MFing an 8-year-old kid.
Oh my gosh.
So then, you know, the Louisville game's about to start. My other couple friends went into the stadium for the start of the game. I'm like, it's Louisville, Kentucky. I'd rather see the end of this game.
Sure,
so
yeah.
It's like me, him, his girlfriend, Phil, Nick, Patty Ice, and just a group of like 5-10 random people that I didn't know.
Okay.
And we're all watching the
sitting
overtime.
Around the TV yes. out in front of the caboose.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a big game.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting like our last drink or two in before ending. And we're watching it, and Alabama, you know, has the play. And there are these two UK fans standing there. One of them had a Kentucky sweatshirt on with an Alabama shirt on underneath.
Oh, him. No. No. No.
And the yep. other one.
It's real. Stereotype's real.
Yes. And the other one's wearing a UK shirt, and he's rooting as hard as he can for Auburn. And this kid.
Oh.
And this guy's probably about 16, 17. He had a big mullet. And
another stereotype.
Yes. Yes. Yep. And after Auburn doesn't get the
two boxes.
Yeah, after Auburn doesn't get the 2-point conversion in the fourth overtime, my buddy turns to me and Phil, and he goes, when Alabama scores here, I'm going to tell that guy to enjoy the bleeping Music City Bowl. And
oh, no. Oh,
so Alabama scores, jeez. And he goes up and he just starts shouting at him, enjoy the Music City Bowl and your trash ass 9-1 team.
Oh my god.
We start walking to the stadium.
This is before the rivalry game, so this is going
yes,
down.
Yes.
Jeez.
So he's a bigger Alabama fan than a Louisville fan.
Sure, okay.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And so he's going nuts, he's celebrating, and he's crying happily that they beat Auburn. And
he cried?
Yeah, and he was singing the Alabama Fight song while walking.
Please tell me he had like 13 beers.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's
so embarrassing.
A little bit, but that's, I mean, the fight song funny. And crying tears yeah. for beating
six
a Bo Nixless 6-6 Auburn team. I mean, I thought Alabama fans had more respect and pride than that. I really did. I put them on a pedestal. I put them on a pedestal. They get knocked off the pedestal there. Good
Of course
grief.
You put Alabama fans yes. on a pedestal. They're a lot of your fan base.
Well, that's
partially
true.
What about
true.
All Jack's friends having like all these teams?
I know.
Oh,
yeah, they got
that's
Alabama fans, Louisville fans, Kentucky fans. Yeah, they're Auburn fans. They love everybody. It's like Jack. Jack's got like three teams he likes.
Yeah, yeah. Two.
Do you have anything else today? I'm just wondering. You're too happy today.
Of course I'm happy today. Blank, why would I be happy?
Blank hasn't even left the studio.
He hasn't. He's
we haven't
not,
even been able to say anything to him.
No, he's not
he's
made
got
an appearance.
Nothing. He's not he's made avoiding. An appearance.
Usually he'll walk down the hallway and turn around and wave
like
at us.
Yeah, I thought like go pee or something.
Yeah, or he'll peek in the studio or he'll walk in there with Jack
oh,
and he'll
yeah.
say something on the microphone.
He walked in all proud last week.
Oh, yeah. He
Where
was
is
giving us
everybody?
That word. Disappeared, scurried away. They all scurried. That's what happened. They talked all that big junk, and they knew it. That's the thing. It was all fake. They knew what was going to happen, and now that it actually happened in reality, they're nowhere to be found. I mean, Blake was out here calling people. He's going to wipe their booty up and do all this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
there was going to be wiping of booty.
Wiping of booties. There's no more wiping of booties.
There's nothing.
I mean, he just called people out. You disappear when Sat wins. And now everybody's gone. Now everybody is gone. Not just the fans that have 1 foot in and 1 foot out. They're all gone. There's no more half pregnant or anything. Everybody has left. Left. And I do disagree with you. I think even if they go to some crap bowl game and beat
right?
some like crap team, I think they're out. I don't know. I think when they open that
why
the
first would you
game,
think that? Why would you think that? They got all fired up for Duke. I mean, they beat Duke, and we talked about him making the high. We talked about the high. We didn't, but no. The Heisman was mentioned with Malik Cunningham.
I think so much damage has been done at this point. Yeah, that's it. And not only lost
to Kentucky. But their season stunk anyway.
It did.
6-5.
But that was their last
normal-ass season.
That was their hope to push them over the edge, was to beat Kentucky. Now that they got, I mean, they didn't just get beat. They got embarrassed. And they got embarrassed by Will Levis, who they dismissed. And they got embarrassed by Mark
Stoops. Time heals, man.
I don't think so.
Satterfield will get a new defensive coordinator or something, and he'll sell you on how the defense is fast.
I think their eyes have been opened.
The team's bigger, stronger, and faster. You'll start looking at the schedule. You'll think they're a 7-5 team come August. You'll think they're an 8-4 team. I mean, we'll do this exact same thing.
Maybe I'm giving Louisville fans too much credit, and if I am, that's my mistake. But I think their eyes have been opened to the reality of their program.
I think that
when Will Levis jumped over Quinterio Cole, that showed them the difference. They hyped that dude up. I remember when Q Cole committed. Don't look at where he's from. Don't look at that. Look at him. Look at his act. He was a badass at whatever, Alcorn State, whatever. When Will Levis jumped over, I think it was Alcorn. I think he was Alcorn State. When Will Levis leapt over him, the way Lamar leapt over, and then they get mad at that too. Don't compare him to Lamar. I'm not. I'm saying he jumped over a guy like Lamar Jackson did. When Lamar Jackson jumped over that Syracuse player, you knew you had a better dude than they had.
Right.
They saw Will Levis jump over Q Cole. That dude's better.
I think
he's different.
Now you have the tangible
than what we have.
You have the tangible evidence of the 2019 game, no game in 2020.
They can't be fooled anymore.
But they see how little that gap has closed. In fact, that hasn't closed, maybe even expanded in that time. I think that is a clear eye-opening thing.
No, they've been exposed. Everything's out in the open now. Everything's out in the open. It's all been exposed. They know it was all built on a house of cards, and it collapsed.
Yeah, it's absolutely collapsed.
They're done. I think they're done.
Listen, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. The problem that I have is then you are admitting that a 60-minute football game changed everything, because the conversation before the Kentucky game was 2 weeks of elation and 2 weeks of how you're going to do Kentucky in. And I believed it was fraudulent. I believed it was boastfulness. I believed it was hopeful thinking or whatever. But a lot of people, that's what they said. That's how they acted.
Because it was Kentucky.
Yeah, and so
that's what I'm convinced of. If it was like Tennessee or Arkansas or another like comparable team,
I don't think they're boastful.
I think it was all just because of Kentucky, and just the thought of losing that team again in an embarrassing fashion.
Well, then it was disingenuous.
Oh no, that's my whole premise.
Then it was really, really disingenuous.
That's my entire premise. It was all fake. It was all fake. Every single bit of it, except for Blankenbaker. I think he was serious. He's the one.
Yeah.
He was the one that he actually put money on the line, and all these texters that were texting in saying they wanted to bet me wouldn't have ever really bet me, and they never would have paid me.
One texter said, I'm glad I didn't bet you.
I'm glad. You should be glad I didn't accept the bet, because I would have been right and you would have owed me money.
Texter says, it's just the flu.
Is that Doc Freaky?
Let's go, Barbie.
There's Bashir. Let's go. It's Bashir.
He doesn't remember that. You remember you during the post game? You don't remember.
Oh yeah.
He doesn't remember that.
Bashir was on. Yeah, he was on TV. Yeah,
give him something else.
52-21. The Kentucky Wildcats improved to. There's Bashir. It's Bashir. Andy Bashir giving the Governor's Cup to Stoops. Let's go. Let's go. How about that?
That's the most Bashir's been praised.
Applauded in a long time.
Applauded in a long time.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring this up at 5:20, and I don't know what we got into, but
we
dogged
the Music City Bowl. We finished the season. F*** it.
Oh! I dumped it. You're good.
We finished the season 9-3. 9-3 on the season. Dude, I just dropped the F-bomb. I'm sorry. I'm so pumped right now. I was happy. That's a happy guy.
Well, I need to apologize, because I was going to get to this at 4:25 and 5:25, but I didn't get to it, and it's going to make me look like a coward at 5:54. Well, the Court Denison stuff that came out today.
Oh, we haven't talked about that at all.
We tend to do that. We didn't mind doing it
right
when it was Kentucky.
Right.
We didn't mind doing it.
Right.
And Now we do.
Yeah.
Now,
sensitive material.
Now we do.
Yeah.
So I would invite you to go read Tim Sullivan and Court Denison's gone. And I don't know what happened here. The side of the story against him obviously looks bad. I don't know the other side of the story. And if you're Court Denison, coming back here was a big mistake. Playing for a coach that you were not going to be able to recruit to was a big mistake. And now with being fired along with everything, another mistake, obviously, in his personal life. So I'll let you read that story. I'm going to try to do some digging on that for tomorrow.
Okay.
Tim Sullivan wrote about it. I don't have a hot take because I do not know the story.
Well, there's only one side right now.
Well, and it's not even that, but Scott Satterfield had a quote in here. And his quote in the Courier Journal is as follows when talking about Court Denison. All I know about it was it's a personal matter. They came to our administration and asked for a personal leave, and that was pretty much it. I personally didn't know what was going on with it. We said that we'll give him a personal leave and we'll address all the situations at the end of the season. Since then, he hasn't been part of the program. That is not going to cut it.
No, that's it. I mean, he's...
That is not going to cut it. And I mean, honestly, you read that and you're like, what? Again, it goes
word
to...
Word salad.
It goes to where we are with this program in totality.
Yeah.
Add them up. Add up all of the different things, and it all points in one direction. But that one is going to be a tough one to buy. I mean, Court Denison was his co-defensive coordinator.
Yeah, yeah.
He's his co... I also don't believe that because, I mean, Scott Satterfield seems like a guy, you know, they'll love him up when he got here.
Sure.
That it's different with his staff, and this is... There's something about that stinks, quite frankly. I don't know what it is. I can't call anyone a liar because I don't know what's going on here. But that is stunning to me. He's your co-defensive coordinator.
So your hotshot recruiter.
And one of your main recruiters. A guy that, if I'm not mistaken, in the offseason got a raise, was it? Did he get a raise?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember.
I don't know. Yeah.
But I mean, this is a big member of your staff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And especially, I mean, to say, well, we'll deal with it after, that's fine. But even if you were going to deal with it after the season, you're dealing with it not knowing 2 weeks before signing day.
Right.
Would be the other thing.
Yeah.
All right. So, Nicky DeBoot's here. We have no time for Nicky DeBoot.
Sorry, Nick.
Unfortunately.
Bye, guys.
Jack left at 5:55.
I don't know what he's doing tonight.
Gutted it out 2 more minutes?
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing right now.
I don't either. I was very confused by Jack.
He finds it unprofessional, did Jack, that he gets there late occasionally for the games. I'm like, you have Larry Vaught there, right?
Larry Vaught there with interns.
I mean,
what do you want us to do here, Jack? I mean... He did say that. I was like, huh.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, nothing. You ask a question about IU basketball for $150. That lacks in all professionalism.
It does. Yeah, he got paid to ask questions.
But you hoard yourself out for $150.
And hopefully, I do hope he asks about the Louisville football game tonight when he goes.
Well, he should. He probably won't. All right, let's get out of here. Nicky
Boot,
send us to break. Back at it tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.